Quick question, can you hear my dishwasher?
No.
That's good.
Quick question, can you hear my tumble dryer? It's
No. Rob,
because that's because I turned it off.
do you want to add an appliance to this
Mm-mm.
party that we've got going on?
Nah. The dog, he's been an absolute menace.
Welcome to what might be an abridged version of the Long Snapper podcast. I'm Adam. It's been a difficult thing to nail people down this week, just in general, but also standard people whose names shall not be named, but you can guess who they are, pulling out last minute. There's been some football in Chippenham and some sand in vaginas in South London, stuff like that. Just the what you'd expect. So this might be, should we call this Long Snapper Podcast Light? I don't want to do that. Nate's here.
What about short snapper?
Short snapper, I like that.
It was staring you right in the face and you missed it. I'm absolutely appalled.
Don't be. I mean, there's little point. I mean, I was dreading today enough as it was. If it was going to be low numbers, and we might have to talk a bit about the Tennessee Titans. So what I've done is I've gone and got another Titans fan to join us, making your debut, Rob Langers. How the devil are you?
Very well, Adam. Long-awaited debut. This is probably about the fifth time you've tried to get me on this season. I've just Tuesday nights are a nightmare for me. Hence, I'm only going to be on for about half an hour tonight. But
yeah, so it's not, hey, it's not even a... It's not even a proper debut. It's half a show. I mean, there's just going to be three of us. So this is what this is anyway. So it's just going to be short snapper, as you call it, Nate. Long snapper on the cheap. This is no reflection on the quality of the people. It's just the quantity is a bit lacking. So
I'm really surprised that Craig's not on.
It is unusual for for that to happen. I mean, you have no idea. Well, you could probably guess. It's quite difficult to plan these things when you don't know who's going to be on, because we have, to pull back the curtain, the admin of one sentence reviews and one sentence previews. Well, I kind of gave up, but some of you have written them, so we may get to that.
Some of us may be writing them right now.
I'll level with you. I haven't written mine, so we'll see what happens there. First and foremost, we're going to have a little quiz light, I'm going to call it, because I knocked it up in about 2 minutes before we started. Just a little game, because I couldn't have you on and not do something to kick off the show, Rob. So all I'm going to ask you to do, last man standing, should I give you more than one life?
I was going to say, this could be really, really short.
When two questions in, the game is over and we've tied for not having a single question right, you might regret not giving us a couple of lives. Just saying. It could be comedy gold doing that.
All right, in that case, one life each. That's how it's going to be. I'm not going to snake. I'm going to start with you, Nate. And the first one to fail or either get one wrong or not be able to think of anybody loses. Simple as that.
Oh, the pressure's on immediately, Alf. But cheers.
Yeah. All you're going to have to do is, I've just got a list of 48 players. and you're just going to have to name as many as you can. Now, you're not going to name 48 players. I'd be surprised if we get to six. Three. You never know. Three. but those players are... NFL,
oh, no.
Yeah, you're right to be scared. They're simply players who have a reception in the NFL this year, whose surnames start with a vowel.
Oh, all right. This there might not go. Be too bad.
First name or surname?
Surname. Start with a vowel. So Nate, right, I'll start with you, and then we'll see how we go. I really
Brandon
hope.
Ayuk.
Brandon Ayuk, yeah. Well, we've got off the mark, so.
It's the only one I can think of right this second.
Nelson Aguilar.
Yeah, nice. There you go. This has gone longer than it may have done. I'm already impressed.
I'm genuinely stumped. I haven't got a clue. This is awful. Start with vowels. There's 48 of them. I can't name two players that start with vowels.
There are only five vowels, just to clear that up.
I'm just writing down the vowels. 1 second.
Travis Etienne. I'm not saying it how the Americans say it. It's wrong.
Yeah, it's definitely... well, I mean, Travis Etienne is correct. Etienne would have been wrong.
Abso-fucking-lutely.
Mark Andrews.
Yeah. Oh, you bastard.
He
won't be receiving anything else this season, will he?
Yeah, that is true. If this quiz was receptions after week 12, then that would have been wrong, but you're fine for now.
Trying to remember if there are any on the Colts.
I can tell you that there are. Whether that's what you want to hear, I don't know.
Oh, Mo Ali Cox.
Yeah, that's the one.
That is the one.
Chig Okonkwo.
Yeah, only just. I think he's dropped more than he's caught.
Now I'm stumped.
I'll pull back the curtain. This was supposed to be touchdown scorers, and then I realised the list I downloaded included Chig Okonkwo. And I thought he hasn't scored a touchdown. And I realised that it was just players with receptions that I had. So rather than do more work, I changed the question.
Okay, yeah, that's probably a good idea. Why can't I think of any players? I'm sure there are. I'm sure there's loads of them. But right now,
under pressure, that's the pressure.
None of them exist. Evan Engram.
Oh.
Double.
Nice, Evan Engram.
Can I get a bonus point?
For some bizarre reason, I can't remember his first name, but Evans at Tampa Bay.
Oh, fucking
Mike
hell,
Evans.
Yeah.
Mike Evans.
Yeah, of course. Not even the only Evans on the list, for what it's worth.
Okay, Evans.
No, not
Keenan Allen.
I like what you tried to do. Yeah, Keenan Allen, obviously correct. If you want to score a point with an Evans, I do need his first name.
You do need his first name.
So the only one that I can think in my head, but this could be but I'm going to go Gus Edwards, the Ravens.
Motherfucker.
Yeah, he does. He does have at least one reception.
That was my next answer.
That was it. Oh, that's a killer.
It's those, the running backs are a gamble, aren't they?
Exactly. You never know. I'm not even tearing your eyes out here.
Yeah. I'm going to go with, I'm trying to think of players that played on Thursday night. I actually watched it. Don't know why I watched it. Oh, Irwin, Bengals.
I'll give you that.
Trenton.
Yeah, spot on.
And he should be Dennis. Anyone with the surname Irwin, everyone with the surname Irwin should be called Dennis.
I can't even remember. What's his name? Their backup, Jake something, who came in and he just immediately had this.
Browning,
thank you. He just kept finding Irwin. That seemed to be his target. Yeah. Maybe they'd had like backup reps together or something. But
yeah,
if that's the thing. Rob, we're back.
I'm going for Tutu Atwell.
Oh, nice.
Oh, that's filthy.
You have both actually exceeded.
I'm really, really scraping the barrel now, though.
I'm amazed. I managed to get more than one. Devante Adams.
Finally. Who's probably got a bit happier in recent weeks. That was the name that was jumping off the page. I mean, there are others still kicking about that.
I bet there are. I just need to. Is it Mark that always delays? Who's it, the chap that always delays? So I just need to have a little bit of a delay tactic.
Make some horse noises.
Yeah, you need to find your own. Just while you're delaying, I'll help you by sharing this.
Oh, Ezekiel Elliott.
Yeah, that'll do. Running back with a reception. Yeah, absolutely. Rob, just to share that when I messaged you and said, "Oh yeah, we'll do a quiz. We'll have what's," and then you reply with quiz FFS.
Well, to be honest, I thought it was going to be, because I didn't realise it was Long Snapper. I thought I was being called up for the Titans podcast at first. So I had no prep whatsoever. So when you said, I thought it was going to be a Titans quiz, I thought that could be really, really shit. But in this case, it's just only a little bit shit. Yeah.
Salvan Ahmed. From Miami.
Yes. Absolutely correct. I can't believe this is still going on.
He's probably got two receptions on the year.
A better quiz master like Pat would have had that data to hand. That's what I should have done. I should have just responded and told you how many for each one, but I haven't. It's just simply yes or no.
The fact that you haven't got the actual data does make me quite happy.
Kendrick Osborne? Is it Kendrick Osborne? CJ Osborne. What's his name? KJ Osborne? Yeah, KJ Osborne.
KJ Osborne.
Yeah, got there in the end. Yeah. Sorry for interrupting, but it just ping.
Yeah. It's perfect.
No, you've got to answer if you got one there. I think I'm out of players.
You have managed to name eight each, which is genuinely impressive.
That's not bad.
No, there's
But this isn't a team thing. This is ultimately about finding a loser.
I'm not going to remember his name. There's a guy on the Raiders. He's I think his first name begins with an A. I think both of his names begin with an A, but I can't remember what his name is for the life of me. Although that has given me the answer for someone else, Austin Eckler.
Oh, good shout. Another doubler.
Austin Eckler, yes. Oh.
So I was going to go Uzama. Is it Uzama at the Bengals?
I'll allow that. CJ Uzama.
You came back way too quickly. I'm going to need to think.
I think I know the one that you're going for as well. I think you might have. It's one of them. I'm not sure.
Has Chase Edmonds had any receptions?
Mate, I think he's been dead all season, hasn't he? It's worth a shout, but I'm pretty sure he's dead.
Up to you. Up to you.
Well, that's who I'm going with because I can't think of any more.
Chase Edmonds does have at least one reception. On we go.
I'm going Amir Abdullah.
Yeah.
Was that who you're thinking of, Nate?
That is exactly who I'm
thinking of. Double A, absolutely. Back to Nate again. How about this?
Oh, here's a player that people only know if they're in a very, very deep fantasy dynasty league. Cade Otton.
Oh, great shout. Yeah, the Tampa Bay fella.
Yeah.
That is correct. Absolutely correct.
Oh, good Lord. My ring went off going then.
Maybe you'll actually get all 48.
Can you imagine?
My daughter will have to stay at cheerleading all night because we're on number 47.
That would be absolutely revolting.
But I don't think there's much chance of that. I'm struggling.
I mean, there's some gettable names, I'll say, but I can forgive you, forgive you for not getting them as well.
That's very sporting of you, Adam.
I mean, there's one of you is still ultimately going to be a loser here, whatever happens.
Yeah, I think there might well be me. Another 10 seconds. Let me just delve into. I'm staring at the letters on the keyboard.
I like the way you set your own time limit.
which is extended. As well.
The dog isn't helping me. Dog, go away. Concentrating here.
Does the dog know any?
I think I've got another one as well.
Are you done, Rob?
I'm done.
All right. I'll tell you what, Nate, before you get some music. Give us that name just to show off a bit.
I can't pronounce his surname.
Even better.
Israel.
I can't pronounce his surname either. It's
Abinkanda or something.
That's close enough. I mean, you had some music anyway, so there you go. That is
I
really,
want a thing.
That is really well played. There aren't too many other names that might jump off the page. Jordan Addison.
Oh.
Jamal Agnew, Pat would have been screaming, yeah. I imagine. Cam Akers.
Yeah. Oh, shit, Akers.
Zach Ertz is still kicking around. Alex Ericsson. Clyde Edwards-Hilaire. Alec Ingold. Gerald Everett. Tight end. Yeah. Darrington Evans, Rob, you'll remember, of course.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the... Chris Olave would probably be the other big name.
Oh, fuck, Olave. Yeah. It's easy to forget about Saints players, though, isn't it?
It is. And astonishingly, Gunnar Oshlewski. Hello.
No idea.
I think he's literally a gunner. Who's come up?
He is a gunner. He is a gunner.
In many sense. There you go. We're. that was much longer and better than I expected. So well done.
I'm genuinely exhausted at the end of that. It's the hardest my brain has worked in months.
Should we jump?
I don't know whether that's a good or bad thing.
It's good. It's good to exercise the brain as you get older. I think just keep it sharp.
The fastly graying matter. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So seeing as Rob, you've got to go in like 10, 15 minutes, and you both have prepared sentences about games that have happened. Let's do it. I haven't, so I'm going to make them up on the fly. Hopefully, so. Play that Sonic music, and starting with Cincinnati 20, Baltimore 34.
This game fucked me in several fantasy leagues before the week had ever really started. So, fuck Cincinnati.
That's bad, isn't it? Thursday night, done. That's it. Okay. Dallas 33, Carolina 10. Well, Carolina arguably look even worse than Tennessee. Good job we're playing them next week. That'll be fun. Pittsburgh 10, Cleveland 13.
A game winning field goal from Dustin Hopkins takes the Browns to 7-3 and hot on the heels of the Ravens.
Chicago 26, Detroit 31.
The Bears surrendered a 17-point lead in the last 4 minutes to give the Lions a historic comeback victory.
LA Chargers 20, Green Bay 23. No, every single Twitter account. Those Packers throwbacks aren't the best in the league. Arizona 16, Houston 21.
The Cardinals managed to intercept CJ Stroud 3 times and still lose.
There's a lot to pull back there, isn't there? Tennessee 14, Jacksonville 34.
Will Levis, more like Wayne Levis.
That's so shit, it's brilliant. Las Vegas 13, Miami 20.
A close encounter at Hard Rock sees the Dolphins move to 7-3 thanks to a game-securing interception from Jalen Ramsey.
Remember him.
Ugh.
New York Giants 31, Washington 19. Oh, I mean... Really? Danny DeVito? Tommy DeVito? I mean, there's no good Danny DeVito joke there, is there? Honestly, I don't really care. Can't even be bothered to improvise anything. Tampa Bay 14, San Francisco 27.
A Brock Purdy masterclass, the San Francisco pass Tampa. He finished with a perfect passer rating, the first 49er since Joe Montana in 1989.
Nice. New York Jets 6, Buffalo 32.
In contrast to the well-researched OSR delivered by Alice just now, My one for the Jets Buffalo is the Bills murdered the Jets kickoff returner and I didn't watch the rest.
Seattle 16, LA Rams 17.
A Jason Myers shank ensured the Rams snapped the 3-game losing streak. Shut up. By beating the Seahawks for the second time this season.
Oh, you're fitting right in. This is perfect. Minnesota 20, Denver 21. Somehow, Denver getting another win despite looking like they were going to finish second best. Josh Dobbs, though, I don't care if he lost. That man is something special. And finally, Philadelphia 21, Kansas City 17.
The Chiefs lost their ability to catch in this one, meaning the Eagles got their Super Bowl revenge in this tight encounter.
There you go. Slick. Slick one-sentence reviews.
I didn't need the Will Levis joke to be good. I just needed it to land. And it, boy, did it. You can tell I wrote that literally 30 seconds before we started this.
Will Levis himself landed quite harshly a couple of times after some of the hits he's been taking.
Yeah.
I have your little moment, Nate, if you want, while we're both here. I mean, it's...
Yeah.
Times are a bit bleak as Titans fans at the moment.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure it's nothing out of the ordinary for you. It's it must be like getting home and putting on like a familiar, you know, you've been in the office strutting around in a suit, thinking you're a fan, a fucking don for a few years, and now you're crashing back down to earth. So you've retreated back to your
little man cave.
I mean, for the last 5 years where you all thought you were good. You're crashing back down to the hilarious ineptitude that has blighted your
clarify. Repeatedly beating the Colts and thinking we're good aren't the same thing. Anybody can repeatedly beat the Colts. I mean, the Jacksonville Jaguars can repeatedly beat the Colts.
This is true. Just because I'm taking the piss out of you lot being shit doesn't mean that automatically defaults me to thinking we're not shit. This is a common misnomer with football fans in general. Just because I think you're shit and I'm enjoying it doesn't mean I can't recognise that we are also shit. And in fact, I've been watching the Colts have been shit for 10 years now. If anything, I'm an expert at watching a shit football team. So if I say someone's shit, they're fucking shit because I've been literally watching nothing but shit football for a decade. It's enjoyable you lot being the bottom of the AFC South after some of you were saying that you were going to win the AFC, the division this year. I mean, maybe not you guys, but there were definitely pundits who had you winning the whole division. And it's just fun. It's just phenomenal. I love watching the Raiders. And I don't care about them. I love watching the Titans suck. Brilliant. I don't know whether I think I enjoy the Raiders again. Fuck's sake, I enjoy the Titans being shit more than I enjoy the Jags being shit because I like Pat. That's the only reason, and that's not to say I don't like you because you're all right. But I like Pat, and somehow that translates to me having a far less hatred for that organisation. I mean, and then he starts screaming Duval like a babbling moron, and then it sort of helps. But
I feel the same about the Jags because of Pat for exactly the same reason. So I don't hate them as much as the Texans or the Colts, kind of for that reason.
Although, I don't like the thought of Pat being sad.
But let me just say this. I think Pat's slipping a little bit. Now this may sound controversial, but last night I'm just on the sofa with an international football match on in the background and not really paying any attention to it. I just watched Taskmaster.
Why would you?
I had it on for 10 minutes. Then somebody thought Harry Kane had scored a goal. He hadn't. It was an own goal. And Rich made a. And I don't think Rich was even fishing. I think he just posted, Kane's a bit good, isn't he? And then Pat just unprovoked comes on. Yeah, it's funny how the Spurs and the Titans have got similarities, isn't it? despite knowing exactly where I was going with it, I still bit and went, what? Yeah. And then of course he had to explain his joke.
He's been sat on that for a long while because Spurs haven't played for 2 weeks.
Yeah, where did that come from?
He's been brewing that one. You must have annoyed him.
I don't know. Well, maybe.
No, really. Pat. I think I don't know whether I'd have to take the blame for this. I feel like the more time me and Pat spend together, the more sassy he gets.
I know. Like I'm here. Don't get me wrong.
I like to think it's just age.
A bit of sass. Yeah.
I like to think he's just getting to the point where he's like, do you know what? the world's fucked, so I'm just going to say and do what I want. That doesn't usually hit until your mid-60s, but, you know, if Pat wants to drop that early, then I'm here for it, because it's also hilarious.
But, yeah, I would have expected it from you or anyone else, really. But maybe the world will change.
It's too easy, though.
I'll end up liking the Colts more than the Jags in the future. Maybe this is like a weird, unexpected twist.
No, I can't have that. The only thing worse than you making jokes about the banners is you not making jokes about the banners. Because then I'm like, Adam, you don't seem all right. Are you okay, mate? Like, I feel like I'd have to step in and be like, give you some grief counselling or something, because something's seriously wrong.
Rob, you're going to have to leave us shortly. This is really just skimming the surface of what we can get into. So we'll do a proper long stat pod if we can ever ever get the diaries to match with more people than just us. You know, you didn't even get
you two are perfect.
Well, oh, we're not. You. We're definitely.
I never thought I'd hear a Titans fan call me perfect, but there we are.
Did you want a little AOB or anything? Or did you want to rant about Mike Vrabel again? I don't know.
What's to say? He's a mug, isn't he? Oh, he's a mug.
I'm glad Titans fans are finally catching up with me.
I used all my effort in the Transatlantic podcast plug. So I used all my effort up in that one.
I'm
not going to waste anybody else's time ranting about it on here.
Adam, why don't you just cut his answer to that question from there and just bung it in the middle of this?
I'm not going to do that.
No, Titans are shit. Vrabel's shit. NFL's done until next September, isn't it?
except for a few days in April, I'm sure.
Well, yeah, at this rate, we could have a nice high pick, couldn't we? So,
yeah, but
knowing the Titans, we'll
trade. Well, Adam said earlier,
we're going to win, maybe three or four more games, and end up with a shitty like 10th, 11th pick.
So. You're gonna pick 13th or 14th, yeah, and you're going to be really disappointed. Yeah. And it's going to be a player that
it'll be a guard,
doesn't do anything. They won't do anything for you. You'll cut them, and then they'll be like a All pro.
Yeah, he'd have had a leg amputated a couple of years ago, and they've stuck it back on, and they've said it, and Rand will come out saying he's going to be fine. Yeah, it's going to be crap, isn't it? Resigned to shitness. On that note, I have to go. It's been a pleasure. I look forward to doing it again, boys. Thanks very much.
Yeah, we'll do it again properly soon, mate.
Cheers, pal.
Take care.
See you later.
Speaking of cutting players, let's talk about, well, what is his name?
Darius Shaquille Leonard, but his family have called him Shaquille for forever, and that's what he would prefer to be known as.
So it wasn't Henry ran him over one day and he couldn't remember what his name was. There was a legitimate reason for. Well, it could be worse. It could be he could have changed his name to Robbie Chosen, I suppose.
What a cunt.
Is there something what the hell are you doing? He's incredible, but I've since read there have been some concussions and some issues.
Is he incredible? Is he?
I think he was.
But was isn't is? Is it?
Well, this is it. It's hard.
And that is as much as you sort of need to just dip your toe as you're dipping your toe in. That's the top player, isn't it? The injury, you know, his last 3 years have been blighted by injury problems. He missed an entire season. Near enough, I think he probably played about 5 snaps or something. If that, he had, you know, a back problem, which turned into an ankle problem. They operated on the back, and then they were like, oh, yeah, so your back problem's actually been caused by some, like, fucked up nerves in your ankle. So you need to recover from the back surgery, which is going to take 6-7 months, and then you're going to have ankle surgery, which is going to take just as long. So you're like, that's a year of your career gone.
Why don't they do them at the same time?
Because they didn't know about the ankle problem until they did the back.
Oh, sorry,
back surgery.
Yeah, but like then just get him in the next. Sorry, I'm being flippant. Yeah,
I don't know. He recovered fully. I don't know if fully, but he had a long rehab period on his back before they were willing to go and operate on his ankle. Possibly. I don't know the reasons for it. The speculation is that it was, you know, it had to be left for a bit before they could operate. You know, you don't really want to be going under the knife too often, do you? So.
No, it's not ideal.
I don't think they found it immediately as well, from what I can remember. I think it was like a little bit later. They're like, okay, so you're still having this issue, then it must be, we have to, you know, investigate, and this ankle thing can cause it. So he's played a fraction of the snaps you would expect. His production is nowhere to be seen. You know, he's getting single digit tackles. You know, part of that is because he's not on the field as much as he used to be. Part of it is that he's lost some of that explosiveness that used to have him in the face of his opponents very quickly, and you know, punching the ball out. He's still trying to punch the ball out. You know, I've seen sort of replays of tackles that he has made. He's always trying to punch the ball out, but I think that his sudden lack of explosiveness leads for him to be kind of getting to the player when they expect him to get to them, rather than being on top of them before they're set, which was a massive part of it. I think also, you know, the years he really excelled, he was in Matt Eberflus's defensive unit, and I think Gus Bradley's come in, he's done a good job, he's moved the defense in a different way, different direction, and for the money we're paying him, with the injury problems and the lack of production, cutting him shouldn't be a surprise. I would be surprised if he signs with anyone this season. You know, maybe the Cowboys could use a linebacker, and they love overpaying players.
Where's Allen when you need him?
He's got six. Actually, I'll be honest. That's exactly what Allen said, and I just nicked it. He's got, I think it was 6.5 million left on the year, and then 6.5 million next year. For a player that's playing in some games fewer than, I think, around about
snaps and not much else,
50% or less of snaps, and isn't giving you the production that you want for that price, it shouldn't come to a surprise for anybody that he's gone. He's also complained publicly. I think somewhat respectfully, like he's not come out and started slamming Steichen or Bradley or Ballard for not picking him, you know. But like, people are asking him post-game interviews, like, you know, you're not on the field as much as you used to be, and he's not saying. He's not doing the team thing of,
yeah, okay.
It's all about the team. It's all about the victory. It's frustrating, but you know, I'm going to keep working hard. So he's done everything right. I don't want to be like throwing shit his way or anything. I don't have a problem with him complaining about not being on the field as often as he would like, because I can get it. You know, he's a former all pro. I mean, he's been at the Colts for 6 years, and his first four seasons, I'm fairly sure it's the most productive, best first four seasons of a linebacker possibly in history. And you know, he had better stats than Bobby Wagner, Fred Warner, all of the elite linebackers in the league, all of them. You know, the majority of the best stats for linebackers were Darius Leonard. So I love the guy. I don't have a problem with it, and I'd love him. I'd love for him to go and land somewhere. Go and land, not at the Cowboys. not at the Cowboys. But you know, I I'd love them to go and land somewhere where they've got a chance of a Super Bowl in the next couple of years and go fucking win one. Because I think he deserves...
The Jags. That stopped you in your tracks. Do you think he could retire on the back of this?
If he clears waivers... He'll clear waivers and he'll enter the free agency market, and then, you know, and then his contract is null and void if he clears waivers. So it's fresh contract for him next season. It'll be a lower contract. It'll be a prove it deal because of the injuries, and he'll go and give somebody a lot of production for the price they pay. Now he'll probably end up on... I'd be surprised if he didn't end up on veteran minimum. Come in on vets minimum, fucking go and smash it, and then we'll bump you next year. I wouldn't be surprised. He's obviously still got the hunger, and you know he might having an early end to this season to give him yet another, I mean, fucking 10 months and 8-9 months to rehab his back and strengthen up, and not just his back, his ankle as well, get stronger, keep going. It might be the difference between him not producing right now and then producing next season. Never know. It's not for anybody that's paid any attention to the Colts, which obviously is no one. It shouldn't be that surprising.
I'll tell you something that's much less surprising. The Steelers firing Matt Canada. I mean,
South Park won.
It's historic
sacking. They've never sacked someone mid-season.
Well, I'm not sure they've ever had a case quite as obvious as this.
No,
they're not a franchise that have historically struggled. Pickett, I'm not entirely sure it's going to solve all of their problems.
Oh, Pickett is less of the answer than Zach Wilson is.
I don't really want either.
I'm not saying he's worse. I'm just saying he's obviously not less of the answer, but like it's so clear that he's not the fucking answer there that...
I did see someone put a compilation of all of his throws beyond the sticks in the game on Sunday, and he was like, "It's incompletion after incompletion after."
Oh, he's straight. He's dreadful. His accuracy is horrendous. His sensing of pressure in the pocket is horrendous. Does he scramble well? I can't remember ever seeing him break a tackle or do anything. What does he offer an NFL offense that you can't get out of I genuinely rather have Andy Dalton.
that is
the first time that sentence has been said by me. I know other people have said it, but
around the NFL, anyone less than below average. Yeah,
I'd rather have Joe Flacco.
Oh, there was a shot. I don't, you know, where you see something and you're not sure whether it's a joke or not. A picture of Joe Flacco in economy class on a plane to Cleveland recently.
He is going to work out for Cleveland, isn't he? They're holding a workout for all available quarterbacks.
I mean, you would.
Anybody that wants to turn up. I just can't wait for Kaepernick to turn up.
He came out the other day, didn't he? I mean, surely it's time.
It's always me that brings him up as well.
But Dorian from Birds of a Feather, I don't think is going to take them to the promised land. Although if you play Pittsburgh, it's still possible to win. That might be one of the worst games of the week. I mean, I watched Tennessee play Jacksonville. Pat might argue that that wasn't all bad, and the Jags looked all right at times. I don't want to go back there.
I watched a full complement of Red Zone for the first time ever. I've never watched the full show. I've only ever watched what, like, after the Colts are playing. I don't usually watch while, like, if the Colts are on a bye week, I'm usually like, fuck football.
Oh no, I love the bye week. Seven hours of that. It's quite intense. I think after a while you do start to zone out.
It was largely on in the background. I say I watched it. It was on, and every time he sounded excited, I glanced up from the book I was reading. That's what really happened.
But there were some good games, to be fair, other than the ones we talked about. Chicago, Detroit, exactly. No, Fields is back, gave them more than a scare. Arguably should have won.
I feel really bad for Fields, because I think that in a team that wasn't a joke, he'd be not a shoo-in, but he'd be right up there in an MVP race, right up there with a team that's gonna challenge for the Super Bowl. I think that there are a lot of things that he does still that you'd be like, I don't want my elite quarterback doing that at times. But then how much of that can you put down to the fact that he's got no fucking support? So he has to try. He feels like he has to shoulder the responsibility for everything. It's a bit like Carson Wentz, except for the fact that Fields has got talent.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, except for the fact that Fields does more good than bad easily.
Yeah.
We've kind of laughed at the Bears. We had Ben Isaacson, and we obviously, as a Bears fan, he was laughing at his own team. And this was before the season, and just all sorts of mismanagement and just screwing up on every decision they seem to make. But actually, looking at where the Bears are at, they've got a quarterback. They've potentially got picks 1 and 2 in the draft next year.
Yep.
They could. This is where the problems come, because you say they could sort themselves out into a really, really, really good team in the next few years with how they're set up. But this is where it falls flat, is that they won't. They'll screw it up and do something.
Well, yeah. I mean, you would assume that they'll find a way to Bears it, wouldn't you?
But the potential is really there. It makes life so much easier if you've got that quarterback in place, someone that you're 100% convinced by. If it's somebody who's not Pickett or Zach Wilson or some of these middling to lower guys, Fields is nothing like that. Fields, and like you say, with the support around him, he would only get better. And you just see the glaring difference between him and Bajent. And they had someone else as well, didn't they? Yeah. It's just like they nearly beat the Lions, and the Lions have been terrific.
The Bears have got about 65 million in cap going into next season. We all know that cap's a bit of a myth, and that they could quite easily turn that into 80 or 90 million. They've already renewed Montez Sweat, haven't they? They gave him the new contract almost immediately.
Yeah. Which was obviously agreed before they did that trade. Must have been.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, absolutely. Who are their free agents? Oh, I don't know.
I can't
be asked to look, but they've got $65 million in cap, so you'd have thought that they could do something in free agency prior to going and, as much as I hate it, probably going and getting Marvin Harrison Jr. in the draft, and then probably one of the top end defensive players. I really liked Matt Eberflus's defensive unit in Indy. We didn't always have the offense to support it, but it was rarely the defense that was losing us games when he was the defensive coordinator. I think he's done a great job with very little other than a quality quarterback and an okay defensive unit. For long parts, I think the defense in Chicago, people go on about how good it should be, But I've always sort of looked at it. They've got a couple of good players, but is it really that
great? They're stuck in the 1985 vibe. But that's always hanging over them. It's anything that defence ever does will be compared to 1985, and no one's going to come close. You're not going to come close to that defence ever again. No other team would.
Yeah. So
even Brian Urlacher in that era, you know, you never will be. So just be realistic.
I think they're going to be. I think they're depending on how they approach free agency in the draft. I think I wouldn't be surprised. I don't think necessarily, but I wouldn't be surprised if we're looking at them this time next year going, do you know what? They're a bit of a dark horse for go put in a Super Bowl run together.
And whoever says that will be laughed at when it doesn't happen.
It won't happen because it's the Bears, like you said. But I think there's a lot of potential in that franchise right now, and it feels very weird to say.
What are we doing talking about the Chicago Bears? Even when it's just two of us,
I could talk about Josh Dobbs.
Yeah, well,
I really like watching Josh Dobbs, and genuinely I was stunned at the beginning of the season to learn he wasn't a rookie.
Well, I saw him last year, so I knew that.
I didn't. Other than the interception, he looked really good on Sunday.
He seems to have he's got a bit of a ball security issue at times, I think. But that's
there was that an early fumble, and there were one or two moments where he threw into dangerous areas. But for a player that's only ever been a backup, really, I think that he's looked great. He can run the ball really well. I think more often than not, he senses pressure in the pocket pretty well. And, you know, the Vikings pocket on Sunday night did collapse. A little too early at times. So, you know, he wasn't given as much time as he would have liked. And my favourite thing from the game was that we saw a fake punt.
Yeah, and the right time to call it, beautifully executed. They saw the look they wanted. It was one of those wonky long snaps to the up back who took it, and it was more than just the first down. I love the touchdown pass from Dobbs, the little improvised.
Yeah, so good.
It's a classic. Well, we'd all be wetting ourselves if that was Patrick Mahomes, and we should wet ourselves because it was incredible. The Vikings look really good in general. Like I think, like the Denver keep winning these.
Do they?
Games. I think so.
No, but do they?
I'll say it again.
They keep losing games where I'm like,
but they're six. They're 6-5.
You should have won that.
They should have beaten Denver, absolutely. And it's one of those
everyone should beat Denver.
But Mattison's playing.
Except for when he fumbles the ball ten feet in the air.
You know, they had Adrian Peterson for years who looked terrific and kept fumbling the ball. You forgive it if you beat defenders all day long.
Is he doing enough to forgive it at the moment?
I think on Sunday he probably did, but I'm at the risk of sounding like Craig. He just passes the eye test at the moment. He's making people miss, and
yeah,
they're looking. Like, it's not obviously Josh Dobbs, and for as ridiculous as a situation it's been for him, and he's caused a bit of a stir, and all the, you know, in the right way, which is great. But I think they're backing it up in other areas. They're a team that
their season outlook is better with Dobbs than it was with Cousins.
maybe it seems nuts, but
I don't think there's not much he does
galvanize
worse.
Them.
There's not much genuinely that I've seen that he does worse than Kirk Cousins this year has done. And he runs with the ball far better.
Well, so would you, or I, probably.
I'm not sure about that. My knees are made of, like, jelly.
All right. Well, I could run the ball better than Kirk Cousins.
I run five steps and I just collapse into a pile of nothingness.
You'd still run the ball better than Kenny Pickett, maybe?
Maybe Phil Rivers.
Phil Rivers. I can't think of him without the time he tried to kick the football in one of those snakes and ladders plays all those years ago. We had a penalty against us on Sunday for kicking the ball. It was an attempt to down a punt and keep it out of the end zone by kicking it. And the refs took about 7 minutes to conflab, and they went to a commercial break and then came out of it. And then, yeah, you're not allowed to kick the ball, 10-yard penalty. Don't know why that took 7 minutes. Well, it felt like seven minutes. I digress.
I saw that on Red Zone. I glanced up, saw someone kick it. I was like, what a dick. I looked down. I didn't even know what game it was in. That's how little attention I paid it.
Barely.
I'm glad it was. I'm very much glad it was you.
Thanks. The Jags had to start from the 11 on their drive instead of the one. I think they still scored.
And they still would have.
They still would have. Yeah.
Go on. Okay. I did write some notes on the Bills Jets game after I turned it off after seeing the kickoff. I did go back and watch the highlights the following day. I wrote again, the Bills murdered Gibson on the kickoff. He was absolutely fucked. It was beautiful. Absolutely criminal to not score from that position. It's literally a free hit because you get the ball second half and you might have ended Gibson's fucking career on the 20-yard line, on his own 20-yard line, and you haven't scored points from that turnover. Like, any turnover, you have to come away with a minimum of 3 points. And to not do so is absolutely horrendous. Of course, it's the Jets, so it doesn't matter because you're going to go on and win. And there was another fake punt in that game. And I literally my two notes for those games started out as two fake punts literally half an hour after I thought, you don't see enough fake punts. I was in heaven. It's like borderline, you know, seeing a fake punt or like a fake field goal, a successful one, actually even an unsuccessful one, it's just exciting. I like to see it. It's as good as a scorigami for me.
Yeah, I love a fake punt. And I think teams are generally pretty good at it because I think
it doesn't happen enough.
Well, I think what I suspect happens a lot more than we'll ever know is that teams go into a punting situation with the instruction, if you see that look, go for it, and then you check out of it because you don't see that look. I think that happens a lot.
I also have a suspicion that teams go for it occasionally because of a really poor snap, like the Vikings one where, you know, it wasn't a great snap to him. It's touch and go whether you're going to get the kickoff cleanly. Just fucking throw it.
I'm not sure about the Vikings one was definitely deliberate, but yeah.
Oh yeah, no, sure. But like what I'm saying is like the snap in that one wasn't great, was it? So,
you see it occasionally with a field goal attempt where you really do botch a snap and suddenly the holder's then trying to make a play. That never works. Nice. But it's always entertaining to watch a try, especially on an extra point where you're 15 yards away and you don't have a hope. Just quickly back on the Vikings Denver game. I don't know if you saw that the hit on Josh Dobbs. So this was what's his Kareem Jackson. So he has a history of this, and he's been suspended mostly because this is just repeat offences. He's now been suspended for a further four games, just having come back from a suspension of two games. It's a disgusting hit. We talked about this kind of thing a week ago, and the NFL being too harsh with this kind of thing. This is a different kettle of fish, because I think there's a slightly unhinged guy here who can't help himself and is making intentionally dirty hits repeatedly. And suspensions don't seem to be putting him off from continuing to do that.
It's like Vontae's perfect all over again, isn't it? He's headhunting.
Who's their head coach? Do they have any history of this? Sean Payton have any history of this sort of thing?
No, I don't think so. I think Sean Payton's always been a completely stand-up guy and hasn't ever instructed his players to go out and try and kill anyone, has he?
No, that's there's no history of that.
No, I don't think so.
Kareem Jackson's that clever, though.
I think Burfict wasn't, was he? And I think Jackson's not either. I think he's fucking dreadful. The guy should be removed from the league entirely. Your first game back after being suspended for headhunting, and you've gone and done it again. He's aiming for the guy's temples. Like, it's not remotely safe, is it? And he's someone who clearly you cannot trust to play the game fairly. So fuck him off. The Broncos in the long run will be better for it. Football will be better for it. How long do you let him play? As long as you leave him playing, you risk the bomb perfect Antonio Brown incident, and look what it did to Brown. He was already a bit crazy, but it fucking sent him off the rails.
I think the NFL will give him three or four more goes. Just predicting.
If it happens once more, that should be it. It should be a lifetime ban. It's already justifiable to ban him now. So to give him another chance. You might say, okay, no, it's a fair thing to do. But it is piss. I saw that it came out about 45 minutes ago that the Packers, Jones has got an MCL sprain.
Okay. There have been a few injuries this week, haven't there?
Week to week, apparently. But that's not good for the Packers. That's like their entire offense, isn't it, really?
Yeah, I think the... I'm not sure where the Packers are at, really. The Bengals losing Burrow is enormous.
The Bengals, yeah. I traded for Burrow literally last week.
Oh well, that'd be cloud.
That's in fantasy ball. That's a league you're in as well. It's even worse.
I'm doing all right in that league, but less said about that, the better.
Let's not talk about fantasy. But yeah, it's a shame. It's a shame, but. He's not really been right all season, has he? How many good games has he had? Two? Three?
That was the irony. He was just starting to look decent. That must be gutting as a Bengals fan. Yeah.
What is the injury? I haven't actually seen what he's
It's like
done.
A... Is it a wrist or... I think it's his wrist. He came out the game... and then did you see... If you watched the Thursday night, he tried to throw a couple of balls on the sidelines. It was throwing the ball on the sideline. He just collapsed like...
I did see that he came out. The NFL are investigating why Burrow wasn't on the injury report last week for his wrist, because he came out with it like the report I saw said a device, not like a thing. Like he came out in a device, probably just a splint. But so it looks like it might have been a problem going into the game.
I love a conspiracy.
If that's the case though. Bengals need to be raked over hot coals, didn't they?
This is one of those things that people get in a tiz about, but like other sports, you don't have that with injuries. You can kind of do what you like.
I don't care necessarily that it's like a public injury report, but like not declare. I think like the rules are that if someone's injured, you declare it. So like, the fact that they didn't is just a bit shady. And it could be simple. Could be something simple like the fax machine not working.
It might be that.
But
are they still? They're still sending faxes for these.
Yeah, but probably I also just don't trust any NFL organization. I think.
Oh, look at that!
the league's rife with absolute scumbags, isn't it? So, any advantage you can have on a Saturday, Sunday, they're going to take.
I'm not sure what advantage that gets you. What the Ravens haven't prepared for Jake Brownlee or
no, but perhaps if he's on the injury report with his wrist, maybe you blitz him a little bit more often to try and hurt him. Changes your game plan.
That doesn't feel in the right spirit either. But hey, yo.
But tell me I'm wrong. Tell me if the Titans defensive coordinator, whoever the fuck he is, saw that Gardner Minshew has got a dodgy wrist or a dodgy ankle, you're not hunting that injury to take him out of the game. Bullshit. Every defensive coordinator in the league will target a quarterback to try and get him out of the game if they're carrying a knock or if they've got like they had an injury designation. You're going to go after it because you're going to try and give your team any competitive advantage you can.
I'm not sure that's what the Titans are doing right now, but hey, in general, yeah, sure. Yeah,
maybe there's a competency issue, but
there's either a competency issue or a tanking issue, perhaps a bit of both.
Oh no, I don't believe that any team genuinely tanks, and that's bullshit. I like that they keep up the pretense that tanking isn't real.
It's where you've got the GM and the head coach not doing the same thing as the other one wants. The issues are, This is the time of year for it. This is the questionable time of year where teams aren't actually out of the race, but realistically, you know they are.
Oh, the Titans are though, aren't they?
So yeah, but you can tank. You can kind of get away with a little tank in week 17. But now it looks a bit iffy, so you've got to dress it up a bit. I want to mention something much more positive, which would be hard. The Eagles Chiefs game Monday night. So the Super Bowl.
You're on your own in this one. You're on your own in this one. I've not watched it.
Okay, fine. it was a decent game with. The Chiefs went into halftime, I think, 10 points to the good, and the Eagles won by scoring two touchdowns to the Chiefs' zero in the second half. But it didn't worry me because I don't care about them in that way. But if I'm a Chiefs fan, I may be starting to think that they're not quite as invincible as I thought before. Now, I know it's the Eagles, and I know the Eagles are absolutely flying, and they played exceptionally well defensively. But I was watching the end of that game. Almost every other Chiefs game I've watched with Patrick Mahomes. So they had the 2-minute drive, 4 points down at the end of the game, right? And how many times have we seen this? I think every single Mahomes drive in that situation, I've watched expecting the Chiefs to get it done. Not that one. I'm watching that thinking they're not going to do it. They don't seem to be firing, and just I was right. I don't say this in a smug way. It was just that was the feeling, and that in itself, maybe they should be concerned about. Now I think Mahomes is fine. The what's around him is clearly a bit diminished. They don't have Tyreek Hill anymore, but they didn't have Tyreek Hill last year. But something isn't quite what it was. They'll probably still go to the Super Bowl, but they're not. They don't seem to have that fear factor. You know, with the Patriots and Tom Brady for year after year after year, Brady in that situation, you would always fear him. Like they'd always have something in their back pocket. And I think that's where the Chiefs have been. But I just think that they're not quite there at the moment. Hurts played well. The Eagles played well. Yeah, as I say, defensively, they shut the Chiefs out in that second half. But
I was going to say, is it Mahomes? Is it? I don't know. Like, I think Mahomes. I can trust. I would trust Mahomes with a better offense around him to do the damage. I think they're a.
I think I'd always trusted him regardless of what was around him.
Yeah, but there's some real shit around him at the moment.
Yeah.
Half of them can't catch a ball, so.
Oh, Kelsey was dropping the ball, yeah, which is just funny.
Yeah.
That drive, that final drive ground to a halt with an intentional grounding penalty on third and long, which is just brutal.
Beautiful, isn't it? Beautiful.
And
what a thing to
fourth
say.
And fourth and 20 something. Also, they had a deep shot to Valdez Scantling, who couldn't bring it in. Which shows what you're saying. You know,
I've seen that play, and
the ball's a bit overthrown.
I mean, he's quick, but like, there's limits, right? I think that he's got to dive for it to make the catch, and that it's a very difficult thing to do, particularly if, like you say, it is actually overthrown. I don't think it's badly overthrown.
It's there for
it's safe for the defender.
Or maybe Tony.
It's behind Tyreek Hill, though, isn't it?
Okay, but you know,
were you saying Tony catches it? Tony couldn't catch COVID, for fuck's sake. It's a difficult catch. It's overthrown in the sense that it's safe for the defender. But it's just a little bit too far. And there's been a lot of criticism about MVS for not catching that. But actually, just one of those things, just a little bit overthrown. It would have been genuinely stunning if he'd caught it. He'd have caught it. And, if he'd have done a CeeDee Lamb or an OBJ and done it, I don't think he'd probably get the credit he deserved for the catch, to be honest.
Well,
he's one of those players that no matter what he does, he's going to get a bit of stick, really.
That game situation as well, I think there was still about a minute 30 left on the clock at that point. So you don't want to score that quickly. So it seemed just surprising to see them take that shot. But then I suppose if you see the receiver open, you've got to have a go at it. Scoring too early is better than not scoring, but that's where they ended up. Anything else? Discussion worthy.
I've got two more notes from the weekend.
Well, don't waste
Rams
them.
The Rams are a bit poo. The Seahawks are a bit poo. Embarrassing game.
Matt Stafford's back though, with his
didn't reach his yard target on the prop bets, but it's okay because I picked under anyway. 190 yards, I think. Yeah. Just shit game football, not worth watching. I watched the short highlights and I was like, I just lost 6 minutes of my life. 49ers, I'm not sure if the 49ers are a bad good team or a good bad team.
I'm not sure what the difference is.
Well, a bad good team are like Man United, right? Like, they're going to be in and around Europe every season, but they're not very good. Somehow they just beat most of the riffraff in the league. They're not that great. They get absolutely sorted out by good teams.
So you mean underachieving rather than overachieving, maybe?
Yeah. But a good bad team is a team that not necessarily bad, but like a
Stevenage.
It's a team that it's, don't know whether that's a
that
or not.
That was no, it wasn't.
A team you don't expect much from. And then go to Aston Villa and knock them out of FA Cup in the third round. Yeah, brilliant. Yeah, exactly that.
I guess in that sense, they're probably a bad, good team, but I'm not sure they're either.
There's something about them that just tells me that they're gonna throw it away. They're like when it's all said and done, is going to be more about them losing a game than being beaten by an opposition. You know, I think they're going to shoot themselves in the foot.
Is this a Brock Purdy thing, or is this the team as a whole?
A bit Brock Purdy. Yeah, I think I still don't trust him very much. Don't care about passer rating; it's a myth. But there was a couple of scrambles where I'm just like, or like, did he throw an interception? No, he didn't throw an interception, did he? There was a pass where I don't think it was caught. And there's like a check down option, which is a first down and probably another five. And he's launched it over his head to someone who's covered. I'm just like, just stop it, you dickhead. Do everyone a favor and just take the easy out there. It was just like, yeah, it's just little bits. I like him as a player, but there are things that he does which just irritate me sometimes. And I think that will be a problem. I think that I always feel like Shanahan's got an absolute mare of a game in him as well.
Well, I thought have they not got that out of their system, though? Because they had that loss at the Browns.
No, it's always in their system. It's always like it's inevitable.
I don't know.
They're gonna lose. They'll lose to the Eagles, and they'll have been 10 points up. They'll be 10 points up at halftime in the championship game. They'll be 10 points up at halftime, and they won't score in the second half because they've got in their heads and they've lost the game.
There you go, Rich. Hope you're listening. They've lost Hufanga, which is not good. That's all I'm going to say about that.
I don't think it changes a lot for them. Not matters.
There you go. That's that injury covered in detail for you. I'm done. Really, I don't have much else to say. I haven't written any one sentence previews.
I mean, why don't we just go through them and we'll.
Should we improvise? All right, let's discuss each game briefly. This is like what mainstream podcasts do.
But... No. Stick to the fucking plan, Adam. One sentence previews. We'll just alternate down the list.
All right, you start. Green Bay at Detroit.
Ah, fuck Green Bay.
Washington at Dallas. Fuck Washington. San Francisco at Seattle.
Seattle's difficult run-in for the rest of the season starts with a visit of the 49ers.
I'll tell you something about that game. Seattle are wearing those luminous green jerseys.
Oh, well, then they're going to get absolutely punted.
Miami at New York Jets. Black Friday. And I'll tell you what, it's 8 p.m. UK time. There you go. That's a bit of bonus viewing. New Orleans at Atlanta.
Honestly, this game could just not happen and no one would give a shit.
It may happen and no one notices as well. Pittsburgh at Cincinnati. Oh, Jesus, that's bad. Burrow's injured. That you're playing against Pickett. Canada or no Canada. Jacksonville at Houston.
That's not what was on my list next. Damn it. Jacksonville win the AFC South this Sunday.
I'll tell you what, gut feeling, Houston beat them. I don't really know what I want to happen there. Tampa Bay at Indy. Is it me? Shall I do that?
It is you, yeah.
I've got a horrible feeling that Indianapolis win with Minshew, but I don't. It's got to the point where I've accepted my fate in the AFC South, so just whatever happens. I'd written a sentence in my head for this, New England at New York Giants. It was along the lines of, it's a far cry from when they kept playing each other in the Super Bowl.
That's good. Can you go to the fucking the game that you keep skipping involving an AFC South team? Please?
I've got them in. All right, fine. Carolina at Tennessee.
This game is a game between the two worst teams in the league. Oh, yay.
I mean, is it, though?
Yes.
There are some.
Absolutely. Carolina might genuinely be the worst team I've ever seen, by the way. They are fucking woeful.
Genuinely,
question. I think the Lions from 3 or 4 years ago, I think the Browns fucking 0-17 team could do a job on them. That's how dreadful the Carolina Panthers are right now. I genuinely don't know who they beat. They are fucking woeful.
I'll tell you who they beat. Tennessee. We'll see. I'm wondering if there are some, the Giants or the Jets or, I mean, there are some bad teams around. Anyway. LA Rams at Arizona. I've got nothing to say about that. Move on.
Yeah, that's fine. Move on.
Cleveland at Denver.
Ah, it's a real shit off this one, isn't it?
Denver keep winning. I'm guessing they'll keep winning.
It's a game of two very handy defenses. So you know it'll finish. It's either going to finish 10-7 or it's going to finish 42-40 or something.
I'd love to see like a 3-0. I really do. We're long overdue one of them.
We are, yeah.
Kansas City at Las Vegas. Anything? I've lost track of whose turn it is. We're just talking about them.
Pat Mahomes' brother called?
Jackson.
Jackson Mahomes is going to go and enjoy himself for the weekend in Sin City.
He really is. What a prick that guy is. I've just watched Quarterback, the documentary.
Is he in it?
Well, he's in it insofar as you keep seeing him in the background and stuff, but he's not in it as maybe they interviewed him and they never used it. But he what
that
must
would
be
amusing.
The,
that would
I hope that's
amusing.
The case, but he doesn't. You don't hear him talk at any point.
Okay.
And you hear plenty from Pat Mahomes' wife, but nothing from Jackson.
Oh, she's a twat as well, isn't she?
Oh yeah, God yeah. Although maybe
I'm so glad I don't have TikTok, and a lot of these people just don't enter my periphery really.
I suspect Pat Mahomes secretly hates his brother
and his wife.
Maybe. Right, back to the plot. Buffalo at Philly.
Last season, I'd have said this is one hell of a game, but even with the Bills having themselves a day this weekend against the Jets of all people, I just think they're a very average team. Philly to win quite comfortably.
Bills win. There you go. Baltimore.
Probably not. I've said that.
Baltimore at LA Chargers. This is a funny one. The Ravens should be better, but the Chargers are so inconsistent that's just the sort of game you could imagine them winning.
Hold on. What was my one sentence preview from a few weeks ago about the Chargers? The Chargers will find a way to charge themselves and lose because they always do. There's no one better at finding creative ways to lose games than the Chargers.
And Chicago at Minnesota, Monday night. That's better than it might have been a few weeks ago. But it's not a game you really want to see in prime time.
Josh Dobbs versus Justin Fields.
That's all right. So
sign me up.
Like that. Yeah, fair enough. As I say, yeah. 3 weeks ago, no thanks, but now, yeah. Monday night games could be flexed from now onwards, which is the first time they've allowed that to be the case.
Good.
I'll give you a Monday night football game from about 2 weeks' time, and that's Titans-Dolphins.
That will not be Monday night
That
football.
Will be 6 p.m. on Sunday.
Absolutely.
And the best thing about that is, I mean, there aren't many good things to say, but it will mean that the Dolphins will have to play in their dark jerseys in the sunshine. That will give us the edge.
That'll give you the edge you really need to lose only by 20.
That's really filling me with a lot of fear, that one. Anyway, any other business? Be quick. It's only you and me. Especially if you don't have one.
I really struggle for these. I don't know why. I've usually got plenty to... Oh, do you know what? Really? I think it's absolutely vile and despicable and unbelievable. And maybe this is just me being naive. That the Auschwitz Memorial Museum came out tweeting and did a tweet in full support of Israel. Now, obviously, the Holocaust primarily was the Jews suffered primarily, but it wasn't only aimed, they weren't the only victims, largely. There were many, many, many different marginalized groups that suffered because of it. So it's not a Jewish memorial. It's a museum with the sole goal of remembering what happened so it doesn't happen again. So for them to come out and strongly support what Israel is doing in Gaza is absolutely fucking despicable and genuinely one of the most surprising and disappointing things. My mother's side of my family is going back down. Her mum's side is Jewish, and we're not practicing Jews, but we do have Jewish blood. And it makes me sick that I've probably got ancestors that died during the Holocaust, that maybe not ancestors directly, but certainly distant relatives that will have died in the Holocaust, as probably a lot of people in Europe do. It makes me sick that they died so that people like the Israeli government can go and do the same thing. The average age of a murdered Palestinian is 5 at the moment. That's the average age of the dead in Palestine at the moment. 5 years old. They are killing 178 people a day, which is roughly 25 greater than the Nazis managed at their peak. It is nothing, absolutely nothing, but ethnic cleansing, masquerading as national security. It's vile, it's disgusting, and I'm just fast losing hope for the future, because no one who can do anything about it seems to give a fuck. All they care about is supporting Israel and getting the hostages back. They refuse point blankly to support a ceasefire. And it's just fucking, it's horrendous. It's horrendous. I've got a 6-year-old daughter, and my wife is pregnant, and I fear for the world that my children are gonna grow up in if this sort of thing isn't dealt with. It's fucking horrendous.
There's no liberty
for these people anymore. Absolutely no liberty. There's no human rights anymore for these people. They are literally cannon fodder, and it's just unbelievably depressing, and it's vile to the extreme. I struggle to process it. It's just absolutely insane.
There seems to be in a reaction where the world's governments, whoever, seem to be obliged to pick a side.
They're so terrified of being brandished as anti-Semitic by calling for a ceasefire or refusing to support
the
state-sponsored genocide occurring.
Whatever the reasons for it, they seem to want to pick a side. Whether it stems from that, whether it stems from being worried to be seen as terrorist sympathizers, however you want to call it, it's like we got to pick a side. How about peace?
How about you pick a side of the children that are being murdered at a rate of hundreds a day? How about you pick a side of them? It's fucking ridiculous. It's genuinely fucking ridiculous. Fucking abysmal. And yeah, it's a shame. I'm sorry that I've dragged this down to this sort of level of depression, but you asked.
I really shouldn't have asked, should I?
It's been bubbling under the surface, and you know I can't rant of this on my work calls. We don't do any other business on Bar.
But you should introduce it.
No.
On your work calls, I mean, not Barapod. No one wants to hear it there.
No. I tell you what, we don't because the project manager, or not the project, like the head of software development at my company, he's similar to me in as much as once you get him on a topic like this, he will continue talking about it and ranting about it because he feels as passionately about it as I do. Yeah. So it's we don't do it because it will just go on and on. But yeah, that's my part on it. It really fucks me off as well. Sorry that people are just getting being as soon as you're seen to not support Israel, you're just brandished as an anti-Semite immediately. The main thing being is that the Palestinian people and anybody who is descended from people from that area are Semites because you're a Semite based off of the language that your ancestors spoke. If you spoke a Semitic language, descended from or you still speak a Semitic language, then you're a Semite. It doesn't mean Jewish. We've moved away from politics. I'm just out of complaining about some
definition of literally.
But it's fucking. It's just so. I don't know. It's a divisive topic. But you know, if you don't agree with me, you're wrong and you're a piece of shit. And I hope you fucking burn in hell. There's not really a hell, is there? But you know, if there was a hell, you'd burn in it. You cunt. Basically.
I just don't. I'd rather people stop killing each other. Ultimately,
yeah.
I don't know why it needs to be so complicated.
I shouldn't have done it because it's an American website. But I put a comment on something about Israel and Palestine, saying fuck Israel. And the amount of people that were just like, oh, so you support Hamas, do you? I'm like, no. No, I just don't want anybody to be fucking butchered. Anybody. They've done that. Fuck Hamas. Let me just be clear. Fuck Hamas. But fuck Palestine for murdering innocent fucking children.
You said the wrong one there. But
all of them. Fuck all. I mean, to be honest, fuck all of them. Fuck Hamas. Fuck Israel. Fuck Keir Starmer. Fuck Rishi Sunak. Fuck America. Fuck Syria. Fuck them all. They're all literally all cunts.
Has Rishi Sunak blocked you as well as Keir Starmer? See if you can get all the political leaders to.
Do you know what? I've had a good go at Rishi Sunak. I don't think he reads any of his messages. I don't think he's got a team of anybody that reads his messages because I've given him some real shit in the last couple of weeks.
Could you imagine if that was your job to read replies to the Prime Minister's official Twitter account? What do you do for a living? I sift through Twitter through abuse of.
I had a very brief stint working at the Houses of Parliament in 2007.
I was going to say, I'd like to know the year so I could work out which party was in power. So 2008 would have been Labour still, Gordon Brown?
Yeah. Was it? No, it would have been later than that, 2010. 2010, I think. I worked, I can't remember what her name is now. I worked for one of the MPs that was rightfully eviscerated for her part in the expenses scandals. as it turned out, my salary was being paid illegally from her expenses.
Excellent.
That's not what I was going to say.
Did you not wonder why you weren't?
It was cash in hand. She was paying me cash in hand. She wasn't even doing it PAYE.
Brilliant.
Fucking rotter. Whoever the MP for Luton North, I think it was at the time. That bitch. She still owes me about 500 quid, the prick. Anyway,
I suspect that belongs to HMRC, but go on.
Yeah, probably. I had to filter out a lot of death threats in her emails. So much. I dread to think what it would have been like if I'd have had to look at her social media, if she had it at the time, which obviously she didn't. But still, just very, very amusing. And she was a gargantuan prick. She was a Labour MP. I wouldn't have worked for a Tory. She was a gargantuan prick, as it turned out. And I wonder what she's doing now. She had two names. She had two names. She had like a real name, and then she had like the name that she was like an MP under. It was very, very weird. I think her real surname was Brooker. I can't remember. Margaret Brooker?
I don't know. I'm not about to look it up.
No.
I'm not sure how I can follow this. I'm not sure if I should.
Sorry, yeah,
this.
I've gone from not having an AOB to really, really late.
That was half an hour ago, at least. I was going to have a rant about fishermen, which might be actually too much of a change in direction for us to take. So maybe I should just end it. I can have a rant about fishermen next week.
And her name was Margaret Moran, by the way.
Moron.
Margaret, yeah, she was a fucking moron. Anyway,
I'll save my rants about fishermen. It's just it's not time dependent. I may never go back to my rant about fishermen. Who can say? Well, the promises that get made on this show. How have we done an hour and a half?
Because
Rob was here at the start.
Because I like to talk.
That's good. I mean, if you've listened this far, congratulations. You have
Pat is the only person making it this far. Maybe Rich as well. They are the only two that are going to make it to the end, surely.
Craig will get here, but that'll be March. So it'll just be so he'll be thinking about who the Jets are going to take first overall while listening to this. So hi Craig. Are you going to draft a quarterback? You should draft a quarterback with your first overall pick in the draft. There you go. This is a bit surreal. Let's go. Go well. It's just two of us. That'll do.
Fuck it.
Fuck it.